Hello, survivors. Here we'd like to announce the September updates, including new contents like Ranked Deathmatch and the MP9. Let's test your skills and check rank point in Deathmatch 2. Your rank points will increase or decrease based on the results of your matches, and you'll earn even more points for defeating opponents with higher rank points. The average rank points for each team will be displayed on the loading screen in Ranked Deathmatch. Ranked Deathmatch will be held on certain maps throughout the week, so be sure to check the patch notes for more details. Furthermore, you'll also earn more rewards based on your point achievements and certain rank points at the end of the season. Prove your skills and claim your rewards. A new type of SMG using 9mm ammo, the MP9, will be added. It can be found in all maps and will be spawned in field. The originally mounted suppressor, reduced recoil and fast muzzle velocity will help our survivors to take down the enemies. MP9 can be customized with attachments for the scope, magazine, and stock. C1 customization of the MP9 is the dedicated stock. The MP9 dedicated stock customization increases vertical and horizontal recoil control, but decreases aiming speed. The dedicated extended mag will be added as a Tommy Gun's C2 customization. It increases the magazine capacity from 30 to 75, as well as loading speed, but decreases the recoil control. Let's dominate multiple enemies with the increased capacity of Tommy Gun's C2 dedicated extended mag. Based on the analysis of our survivors' play data, we have rebalanced the guns. The rate of fire for MP155 Ultima's C1 customization has been decreased by 40% from the previous. Its damage value has been slightly decreased. The damage of the L85A3 has also been slightly increased. The muzzle velocity of the VSS has been increased by about 9%, and its damage has also been improved. The vertical and horizontal recoil of the SL8 has been increased by about 4%. The MP5K's firing rate has been increased by about 3%, and its damage value has also been slightly increased. The damage of the UMP45 has been slightly decreased. You can now report players for negative behavior even after the match ends. To report a player, tap the Report button on the Profile or Career Results screen. Inappropriate player nickname section has been added as one of the report reasons. The reported item will be investigated and treated according to the terms of service. The new state development team will continue to monitor and improve the game for a more enjoyable experience. Battle Royale Season 11 now begins. The end rewards will be granted by the last season's highest tier, and your tier for Season 11 will be reset based on your final tier in the previous season. We've prepared awesome skins as milestone rewards for this season, so don't miss them. Akinta Bounty Royale ends. Bounty Royale information will be removed from the profile, statistics, and rank, but the Bounty Royale rewards for the previous season will be granted as usual. The lead character for Survivor Pass Volume 23 is Lila from Hunters. You can get the character for free by achieving a certain pass level. You can also get the Lila costume set by upgrading to the Premium Pass, and many more rewards will be given upon purchasing Premium Plus. You can meet the Dr. Mad set once again as you upgrade it to the Legacy Pass. All NC consumed will be refunded once you purchase the Premium Pass and achieve certain pass level. We've got many more contents other than the things introduced today, so please check details in the patch note. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you at the new Battlegrounds.